you know what I've noticed? The more I make a point of spending some quiet time with Jesus each and every day, the easier it is to avoid sin. Most days, first thing in the morning, I'm a morning person, you see, I always have been, I just spend a quiet half an hour or so with the door of my study closed and my Bible open. Sometimes a bit more, sometimes a bit less. Now, often, there are things on my mind, stresses, pressures, this isn't going quite the way I'd like, there's a struggle in a relationship over there, whatever. It can get you down, can't it? The burden, the load, the pressure. And when you're carrying that sort of stuff around, you start behaving badly. You do. You get cranky, agitated, resentful. There's bitterness in your heart, perhaps. And man, on those days, the devil is going to have an absolute field day with you. But somehow, in that quiet time with Jesus, he stills my heart. Invariably, I end up walking away and starting my day with an incredible peace, with this joy in my heart. And it's much, much harder for the devil to attack me and to tempt me. Have you experienced that too? You see, I think that what's going on there is that the Holy Spirit is doing his work in us, lifting God's word off the page, etching it into our hearts so that it becomes part of who we are. And that bears fruit in your life, as opposed to the rubbish that you and I are prone to carry on with. And Paul goes on in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 to 25. By contrast, he says, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against such things. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also be guided by the Spirit. That fruit of God's goodness just naturally grows out of those times with the Lord each day. I think that's what it is to walk in the Spirit. Look, I've tried doing it the other way, just racing off and doing it all by myself. But each and every time the devil trips me up, each and every time he robs me of my peace and my joy, each and every time I end up bound up in my old sinful ways again, instead of living out the freedom that Jesus died and rose again to give me. Jesus didn't just do the whole cross and empty tomb thing for us 2,000 years ago. He also sent his Spirit to live in us to make those things real, to make the freedom real. There you have it, God's word, fresh for you today.